Almost every agency has stopped using Knowledge, Skills, and Abilities, or KSA, essays. More than half of all job announcements are now 5 pages or less. Just 2 of the major changes that came in the year since President Obama issued a memo calling for reforms to federal hiring. Federal News Radio reporter Jason Miller joining us now with an update on how much progress agencies say they've made. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Amy.
So, where have agencies made the most progress in reforming the federal hiring process?
Well, this is obviously something we've been reporting on for over more than a year, but for over the last year, the agencies and agency chief human capital officers are spending a lot of energy, a lot of time to improve the hiring process that many have said that takes too long, is too complicated. So a year ago, President Obama signed the memo calling for these reforms, and the Office of Personnel Management and the Chief Human Capital Officers Council say they've made huge strides. John Barry is OPM's director.
We are hiring now based on resumes and cover letters 91% of the time. That is up from 39% in 2009. It's an amazing leap forward. We have gotten off of KSA Island. 96% of our job opportunity announcements no longer require KSA essays. That is also up from 39% in 2009. Hiring managers now have more choices. They get to see more resumes, because 89% of our announcements have category rating, up from only 12% from 2009. No more rule of three.
And it's not just changes affecting agencies. Barry says job candidates also are seeing the transformation.
Applicants are now seeing shorter, easy-to-read job announcements. 86% are in plain language, and 66% are 5 or fewer pages. That's up from 55 and 24%, respectively. And our time to hire has gotten shorter, down about 15% to a government-wide average of 105 days.
So I know that's a lot of statistics. We have a full link on federalnewsradio.com that you can relook at all the statistics and really take them in. But the point here is not so much that we can look at numbers and say, well, this is up and that's down. But John Barry, who spoke on a panel discussion yesterday sponsored by a government executive, says beyond these statistics, there's really real evidence of culture change. And he points to the 2,700 federal HR specialists who have signed up to use the new USA Jobs Recruit Portal launched just earlier this month. That's just one example of how that transformation really is taking hold.
So, Jason, what are some of the areas in which agencies still need help?
Well, obviously, this is one of those things that's never going to be done, and there's several parts that agencies are struggling with. As Barry uses a baseball analogy, he says they have stolen third, but there's still a long way to go to get home. So one of the areas is reducing the time to hire. Obviously, the government-wide average goal is 80 days. It's right now 105 days. So that's the next big milestone that they're reaching toward. Barry says agencies need more recruitment, more performance management, and several other types of HR tools. That's definitely needed. But Barry says the biggest area of need is not necessarily a human resources challenge.
What we're trying to do is to move the hiring decision away from HR and into the person who actually knows the job, knows the responsibility, knows the chemistry of the workplace, and needs to make that hiring selection. And they have to be involved and engaged. So engaging those hiring managers and having them assume responsibility is one of the key next steps.
Now, he also says agencies must make sure the quality of applicants is as high as possible, and that's why bringing the hiring manager in even more into the process is so important. Robert Buggs is the Chief Human Capital Officer for the Education Department. He was on the panel with Director Barry yesterday, and I caught up with him afterwards about how his agency is bringing the hiring managers into the process.
They want to be involved, has been my experience. I just had a meeting with one of our business units a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking, I spoke of the new collaborative. They were talking about this engagement from the start, in the middle, and at the end to assess what we're doing and how we're doing it.
So, in fact, Barry says hiring managers should be writing the position descriptions, not the HR folks. Now, the HR folks should be using their tools to actually cull down that pool of applicants so the hiring manager gets 10 or 15 applicants, not 1,000, and that's where usually the process had broken down in the past. Now, education's a bug says that in the past, HR people were more of acting as police for the entire process, And hiring managers are really watching and waiting and not being as involved as they need to be.
We're talking with our reporter, Jason Miller. And so, Jason, did you get a sense of the impact that these reforms are actually having or going to have on agencies?
And that's a great question, because obviously the numbers sound great. OPM put out lots of numbers. This is up, that's down. But numbers never obviously tell the entire story. Again, going back to education, their Chico, Mr. Robert Buggs, says his agency has held a lot of focus groups. They've actually redid their questions they asked job candidates to be refocused on what they're trying to get in terms of outcomes. They've looked at different metrics now than in the past. And Buggs says education is bringing hiring managers, again, into the process more. They're actually putting in their performance plans how they are involved in the hiring process. And they're also making it part of the organizational assessment, meaning how long it takes to hire is part of the overall ratings of how they're operating as an organization. Buggs says in the beginning there's a lot of hand-wringing, concern about how these agencies are going to meet these requirements, but that concern really has turned into actual progress.
What I've noticed is that we've evolved from that very, very quickly, as a matter of fact. And that evolution has included not only folks in my profession, human capital, down to the analyst who really had issues with how to proceed and how this was going to change the way they do business on a day-to-day basis, to our hiring managers themselves and their engagement. They've been wanting to be engaged. So if anything, I think the hiring reform was sort of the engine that began to drive this train to the point that we're normalizing the reform.
Now, education has reduced the time it takes to hire down to about 65 days on average. That's obviously below the government-wide goal of 80 days, so they've seen a lot of progress. Buggs says education, what they're doing now also is job analysis, where HR folks are working with hiring managers before they have that immediate need. So maybe looking down the road 6 or 9 months and says, okay, who is eligible to retire, who potentially could be moving up, who could be leaving. So when the hiring manager is ready to bring in that new employee, the process isn't starting from scratch. Now, that process, that workforce development process, is part of this hiring reforms from a broader view, and OPM really wants to take advantage of the progress around hiring reforms to address that issue. Barry says just last week, the Chico Council approved a plan for each agency to identify 3 to 5 areas where their biggest skill gaps lie. Now, the goal is to develop a plan, address those skill gaps, and then use these hiring reform processes to fill those holes. Barry says if agencies do that, the Government Accountability Office indicated it would actually take workforce planning off their high-risk list. This is something that's been on the high-risk list for years. And now, one final note as well that OPM Director John Barry brought up. A lot of agencies, a lot of people are really looking forward to these new regulations for the Student Pathways programs. Barry once again repeated this. This is coming soon. Now, this would be the regulations to govern how intern programs would work in the government. This is something, as we all know, this is something that's come under a lot of fire over the last year for problems for not living up to what the goals of the internship programs are. Now, obviously, Mr. Barry didn't define what soon meant, but it's soon, so we know it's coming.